Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody.
Hooray!
Woo! Second best day of the week.
Yeah.
Right behind Friday.
Oh.
My favorite is actually like Saturday morning.
Oh my God. Saturday morning,
it's just like the weekend is, you have the whole world in front of you.
I know.
Wow, I could do anything I want.
Yep, including just stay in my pajamas all
day. Ding, ding.
Shame.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Nope.
Does everybody have a nice Mother's Day? Did you call your mom, Vinny?
Yeah, I called my mom and I took good care of the other mother in my life. I actually took Maria.
Your mother-in-law.
Right. And her sister.
Oh.
Not Maria's sister, my lady's sister. Oh. But we all went out to Dry Creek in...
Where
the hell is that place? Willow Glen. Well,
oh, okay. No, I was thinking of someplace else.
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking of this place actually in Santa Cruz that it's there's an inn in the name of it, and you take like a trolley down.
Oh, yeah. Shadowbrook.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Shadowbrook.
Yeah. We've been there a million times. It's really fun and really good.
Yeah.
And it's one of those places where there's all kinds of different rooms.
Yeah.
So you might walk through a room to get to another room, mm-hmm. pass to another room, and then there's your table.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's
kind of neat.
Green. It's like in the mountain. It's just really neat going down there. But so Dry Creek?
Dry Creek is so good. And we used to eat there a lot when we lived in San Jose. So, you know, we just said, all right, we'll come over the hill and meet up with you guys and do a whole thing. And then
delicious.
The cousins got to hang out, the little cousins.
Oh, that's fun. What's the other cousin?
Emily.
So cute.
And so, you know, I don't have to tell people with kids this, but there we are watching the whole gamut of emotions, from excited to be together to one's being bossy, the other starts crying, they both don't want to talk to each other, they switch seats, now they're back together, they're hugging each other, choking each other, hugging. You just, then someone's got to go to the bathroom and you're just all, oh my God, in 1 hour we have lived.
Children are nonstop.
1,000 lives in one hour.
Kevin, is what happened is sitting quietly.
And then one of them bumps the forehead on the table.
Oh,
and then
no.
There's the screaming cry, and you're just...
Happy Mother's
Day. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was sitting there quietly thinking, a real Mother's Day dinner should not have kids at it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to take care of that, I probably should have said,
you should have stayed home with Isla.
Here's my credit card. Leave the kids with me. Go do your thing.
Right.
Have wine and Uber your way home.
Right.
Just have yourselves a day. Why don't you go get a massage and a mani-pedi too while you're at it? Well, now you know for next year.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw that you guys had gone out to...
did the House of Prime Rib.
Oh,
that was excellent.
Yeah. It was delish.
You know, that place just never disappoints. I just, you know, the whole experience is fun.
Consistency is the best. Do you get the same thing every time, or do you go different?
They really only have one thing.
It's the prime rib.
All there is prime rib. So you just order what size of giant meat you want. But it's so funny because
they don't have anything else.
You know, I think they have. I think if you're a vegetarian, you can get pasta.
Yeah, they got another couple things, but you'd be crazy to...
Oh, and fish. Your dad says
fish. Oh, they have a fish thing?
Do anything but...
Yeah, I just look at the cuts of... Because they'll cut it for you different ways. You can have a smaller cut, a bigger cut.
Yeah.
Hooman and his mom, they both eat it well done. So they put that right on the grill and cook it. You know, they cut the piece off the roast.
Oh, and have to cook it more.
And then they put it on like some kind of, I don't know, in a frying pan or something.
Mm.
I felt kind of bad because his mom's like, I think I'm going to get the kids cut. I go, I go, don't get the kids cut. Get, you know, because why do I have to say anything? Yeah, why can't I just let her get what she wants?
Leave me alone, lady.
I go,
she's 70-something years old. You're going to tell her what to do and she's not even your mom? Bless you.
Pardon me. I know. Well, she was sort of asking, like, well, you know, I don't think she's been there. And so she said, you know, what should I get the kids? And I don't even know if you can get the kids cut. But I just should have said, you should get whatever you want. Yeah. And I shouldn't have said, I go, no, get the regular cut and just take home what you don't eat. But that's, you know, I don't know why I got
it. Did you want to tell Sarah something when she told your mom what to do?
Oh, no, he wasn't even listening, please. I entertained his mom the whole meal. I'm allowed to make one mistake.
I was talking to Gentry. I was talking to the kids. Bryn was to my right. So, you know, there were a lot of conversations going on the whole
time. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It's fun. I really wish that they had better light at our table. That's the only thing. I like to see what I'm eating.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's one of the reasons I don't like going there.
One of the pictures you posted was, or I don't know who posted it, actually. There's a shot of you and your mom both with your readers on, and I was like, wow. Does she know? Do you know?
Do I know what?
How much you and your mom are like mirror images of each other.
Yeah, but then there's a lot of family similarities.
Like you two face-wise. In time have become
one.
That's what every girl wants to hear, Vinny. Thanks. Happy Mother's Day to me. So, yeah, we've had such a great week, so... It was sort of capped off.
Well, your dad's here in studio.
He is. Hi, Dad.
Looking glass. This is Gentry. See how handsome he is? That's what I'm talking about when I talk the way I talk.
I gave you the heads up. By the way, my dad goes, you should tell Yuzi that I'm coming. I was like, my dad is coming with me tomorrow.
And then I go, cool. And then this morning I was thinking, I need to wear something low cut or short. And
Then you didn't.
And then I didn't. I mean, I could open up this blouse if you like.
No, it's fine. I actually.
Well, he said that. He goes, I thought you were going to wear something low cut or short.
Yeah, the flirting went on for a solid couple minutes there, right when he first got here.
Oh, this morning already.
Don't worry. Yeah. It's all still under here.
Yeah, that was.
It's dropped a little, but it's still great.
It's still totally worth a look.
Is that right?
I'm like, I just sat down and started reading. Like, I don't. Need to be a party to this.
Good times.
I'll tell you that right now. So what did you get your lady for Mother's Day?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got, as you know, I wrongly purchased the wrong pots and pans, or whatever those were, from the kid. I got a couple bouquets of tulips.
Oh, I love tulips.
Mm, me too.
Purple and white.
Mm.
Perfect.
I got a neat little beachy cover-up thing.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's actually really cute. And weirdly, it was not that expensive, but looks like it's one of those things that you could probably wear anywhere and it would pass.
Right. Mm. What does it look like?
It's just a black spaghetti strap. It's sort of shapeless, but shaped. I don't know how to explain it. It's a cover-up.
Kind of sheer?
Not
like
sheer,
a bathing suit.
But very thin, very...
Like gauzy?
Yeah, really comfortable.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thing. I don't know. I got her a few things. Nice. So, yeah, she's good. We had a nice dinner. We had a bunch of presents, and then we hung out yesterday. And then last night, we just went for a drive at sunset.
Oh.
The family.
That's... Wonderful. Was it a nice sunset?
Beautiful day.
Nice.
Aww,
yeah. Good. Beautiful weekend. Really good. And we had dinner on Friday with friends.
Nice.
Brian and his wife, Emily. Full weekend.
Yeah. I hear that.
I also never watch Saturday Night Live, and I saw it again because it was on early.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm so over the Trump nonsense, I can't watch it. But, Haim, did you watch them at all?
They were so good.
You know what's so funny?
The bass player and the faces she makes.
Yeah!
Yeah. Every time I see them do anything live, I'm always looking at her like, doesn't someone tell her not to do that? Does she ever not watch the tapes back? And she turns into like an alien. She's so beautiful. And then she's playing, whatever she's
did
not
I
singing.
Did I text you all this?
No. Whatever she, Yuzi, have you ever seen them play?
I have not.
So she's beautiful, right? They're all pretty. So she's the three girls in the front.
Are they sisters?
Aren't two of them?
They are family members in some way because they all have the same sort of, they resemble each other. They all have that we're hippies. We don't do our hair and they've got a certain style about them.
Yeah.
I find them charming
very.
For sure.
I like their songs a lot.
I don't even care about their songs.
They're three sisters.
Oh, they are.
Esty, Danielle, and Alana.
Oh, this is the song that they were doing.
But so, the bass player is
hilarious.
Ridiculous. And you're right. I was sitting there thinking, the missus goes, I'm so distracted by this lady as we're both laughing about it. And we keep watching to see what she'll do. Yeah, just throwing her mouth open and making
but not
these...
even like, not, but not even like you, you're, I mean, it's so over the top. Because she rolls her eyes like back in her head, she's all.
And I'm going.
Distracting like in a Joe Cocker way.
That's so funny. Like she's really lost herself. You know how Lorde is sort of funny when she starts dancing? Because she just sort of like, she loses herself.
Alanis Morissette style too.
Yeah, she does a little of that too. But this girl is just, you'd think she'd watch one tape of herself performing and go, oh, I got to knock it off with the losing the jaw
Well, that's, I believe she knows. She has done TV before. She knows.
Yeah. Oh, no, every time you see them.
I have to think that it's one of those, because we do this too. There's plenty of things that we do that are humiliating but funny to us.
Yeah.
So in our little world, we all just laugh. Out in the world, though, if you were to meet someone for the first time, they'd be like, I can't believe you do or did. But it's got to be their inside joke is my point. They must all laugh about her dumb faces and talk after the show like, boy, you really outdid yourself tonight with the goofball right. stuff. Because it is over the top.
She's beautiful. And she's singing and she's, you know, she looks great. And then she looks down at the neck of the bass and hangs her mouth wide open. And honest to God, it looks like, I don't know what it looks like.
She looks like an idiot.
You know, it's possible she has a medical issue.
Don't try and defend her
with a medical issue.
Come on,
don't try to make us feel bad.
They need to wire that girl's jaw shut and get the muscle memory. She just lets her whole face go slack and hangs her mouth open.
510 says, OMG, I was watching it late last night. That blonde chick had me laughing and weirded out at the same time.
Yeah, that's
it's fascinating. You can't look away. Like, is she going to do it again?
It's show steal. Like, she's not the singer, but she's stealing the show.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
God, I'm so glad you saw it, though, because I thought, if I bring it up, she's just going to go, what are you talking about? You didn't watch the Trump bits, but that's what you saw? So I'm glad you saw it, too, because I just figured you'd be like,
She's just...
Oh, there it is. Bryn's got one. There's one of them.
I'm posting the link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
There's another one of them.
Yeah. Even that one, like, she's actually... It looks like she's in pain. Like, someone is extracting, you know, a giant sliver from her toe. She's like, her face goes from being beautiful to, like, her jaw, like, recedes into her neck. And it's just, like, this weirdest look.
Haim, everyone.
Yeah, Haim. So good. They're so good.
So, yeah,
I love them. They're thought both songs sounded great.
I didn't even hear the dumb songs because I couldn't stop staring at her.
Oh.
I didn't even hear them. Because I first noticed it, said something like, look at the bass player. And then we were both watching it. And then neither of us could pull off.
Yeah. It was good.
I watched the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Caught.
Yeah. When I turned it to that channel, Steve Perry was talking. It was so good. And then they played and Lenny Kravitz played. It just the whole thing that what I saw, I couldn't pull away from that. It was so good.
Was that on last night?
No, it was
Saturday?
On a few weeks back, but re-airing it on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Showtime, whatever it was. It was just really great. I had chills. I was just like, music makes me feel so good. Look at that. Wow.
Just funny. So did you just see the Journey stuff, or was there other...
I caught on just at the Journey stuff and then watched Lenny Kravitz, Pearl Jam, David Letterman intro'd them, and they did the... What's it called? The Memoriam?
The In Memoriam?
Yeah,
all the
that
people
whole
who
thing.
Died last year.
But it was just
a terrible
good.
Year.
Whatever I saw was great.
Neat.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, we... did Mom make dinner on Saturday night? I can't remember. One of the nights, we were headed out to somewhere, and the whole family, we're walking out the back, and I go, I got to go to the bathroom, so I run in real quick. But they're all, like, acting weird, and And then I come out and they're all standing in one corner of the yard.
Your whole family, by they.
My mom, my dad, my kids, and my husband.
Okay.
They're all standing like in the corner of the yard. I'm like, what is going on? And then that was, they did a happy Mother's Day thing then because John took off on Sunday morning. Which to me was like the weirdest thing. Like he had somebody's 50th birthday that's been planned for months.
You've been rooted on this for a while. You keep bringing it up. Like,
it's bumming me out.
But you say it's okay.
Well, what am I going to say? No, you can't go. You know.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. But it's just so strange. Like, he just took off.
Like, wait, go back to what did they do in the
backyard? So they were blocking this. He got me this awesome thing. It's an apple tree, but it has all different apples grafted onto it. So there's like six different kinds of apples that grow on the one.
That's neat.
It's really cool. I'm super stoked. Someday I'll be able to plant it in my yard.
So it's some kind of
They take a branch from a Grabenstein and stick it on the stalk, and it's a branch from a Golden Delicious and a Red Delicious and a Fuji.
And it grows that
and
way.
And all the apples on each branch are different.
Wow.
I know. It's big, too.
But,
it's really
you're
neat.
Hoping you're dying.
And some horticulturist put this together.
Yeah, I think they can cut a little notch.
They surgery it.
Yeah, graft it on there. It's really neat. I'm super excited.
Weird.
Yeah. And then he left me. And then he abandoned me on Mother's Day.
And finish the story. You think it's so weird because
all these dudes got out of Mother's Day. Like, I just thought, I guess I would, if you made these plans, I'd let you go. But I looked at all these, they sent a pic. They went to Reno randomly for the night. And I just thought, boy, there's five households around here that are all going... Really? On Mother's Day you planned that, huh? Hmm. Just seemed like a weird thing. Maybe it's because Mother's Day was a little bit later this year.
I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of strange. Not even NASCAR races on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Hmm. It's just strange. Anyway, he's back today. Yeah. I guess I survived it.
Yeah, I mean.
You had the rest of the family.
What's that?
You had the rest of the family.
I did. Yeah, so we had a nice... And we went to House of Prime Rib, but he was missed, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like... Most moms are pretty well cared for most of the time. I mean, I think that, I don't know, you guys are together so much that I would think
it was more confusion that someone would plan something like that on Mother's Day. That's all.
Our friend Spike posted the best quote. He said, if being a mom was easy, dads would do it. And I just thought,
That's funny.
Boom.
Spike.
There it is.
All right, it's 601. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.